44, when the forward commander was told to sit tight, when he asked that his men be withdrawn, and the generals gave thanks as the other ranks held back the enemy tanks for a while, and the Anzio bridgehead was held for the price of a few hundred ordinary lives. And kind old King George sent Mother a note when he heard that Father was gone. It was, I recall, in the form of a scroll with gold leaf and all. Drawer of old photographs hidden away, and my eyes still grow damp to remember His Majesty signed with his own rubber stamp.
This is Jaron Lanier, certainly not Dan Dennett, and you are listening to Tears of the Gods on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts University Educational Radio.
Are you an animal lover? Are you looking for ways to help animals? Well, now your visit to Big Cat Rescue can really make a difference. We provide sanctuary and a permanent home to over 140 exotic cats. Your visit to the sanctuary also helps support conservation efforts around the globe. We help such organizations as the Snow Leopard Trust and the Sumatran Tiger Fund. If you can't wait to visit the sanctuary, take a sneak peek at us, www.bigcatrescue.org. So I hope to see you at Big Cat Rescue, where your visit can make a world of difference.
If there was an emergency, would your family have enough water and non-perishable food to last 3 days? We asked families across the country. Here are some of their answers.
Well, we depend mostly on our meats, on our refrigerator, on, you know, cooking that way. So most of our foods are in the refrigerator. Once the electricity goes out, your refrigerator goes out. So you can only use that for a certain amount of time.
We usually eat fresh food daily.
You know, in the pantry you have like granola bars and canned tomatoes, you know.
That's true, but that's really not survival food, tomato paste.
The brand of dog food that I do purchase for the dogs, as well as the cats, are edible by humans. We could even share the same bowls.
How about my own bowl?
You got your own bowl.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan for your family, go to ready.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Waiting for that line to come. Daniel,
Lions is lying. Tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, we are celebrating the arrival of March, which is sure coming in like a lion. And our theme is lions, tigers, and leopards, especially the deaf kind. We began that set about half an hour ago with The Cult and Tiger in the Sun. And then we heard from Bob Marley, Iron Lion Zion, followed by Bob Dylan and Leopard Skin Pill Box Hat. And then we heard a station identification coming to us from Jaron Lanier, who's pretty well credited with being the father of virtual reality. And he kindly recorded that for me at the Harvard Bookstore several years ago. And, well, he's also a fan of Professor Dan Dennett here at Tufts, as he mentioned in that clip. And then we heard from our featured artist, Def Leppard, for the first time in that set, You Got Me Running from their High and Dry album. Then something from Pink Floyd's Final Cut, When the Tigers Broke Free. That was a rather dark album with Roger Waters reflecting a lot on death and suicide and all sorts of morbid topics. But still a great album. But a darker album, yes. Then some public service announcements from BigCatRescue.org and Ready.gov, talking about emergency preparedness. And yeah, you know, it's winter storm season still, and it sure is better to be at home all prepared with all the food that you need and other emergency supplies rather than having to go out in the terrible weather to try to deal with all the other people who are trying to get things that they need to ride out the storm while you know you're prepared. You're sitting back at home enjoying another fine WMFO radio program. Maybe even this one. And then we heard from Bruce Springsteen, Lion's Den, and also an audio clip from Billy Bob Knack, once one of WMFO's most controversial DJs. And Them Lions is Lion. And he was reflecting a bit on Daniel being in the lion's den with some other clips that I mixed into our sound collage this evening. And then we finished off once again with our featured artists, Def Leppard and Run Riot, off of their outstanding Hysteria album, which when it was made, it was the most expensive album ever, rock album ever. And it took 3 years to be made. And well, there were just so many things that happened that were bad. And yet the album came out despite that, including their drummer, Rick Allen, getting into an automobile accident and losing his left arm, which was a pretty critical thing for a drummer. But with the full support of the band, he basically learned how to play with his feet as well as his right arm. And, well, it's just a stupendous album, also produced by Mutt Lange, legendary and one of the best rock music producers. And he's one, you know, I've got this, I haven't done it yet, but another Tears of the Gods sub-series with famous, outstanding music producers. And him and Brian Eno and Roy Thomas Baker are the ones that first come to mind in that yet-to-be-produced Tears of the Gods sub-series. But someday, yes, someday we'll have that. Meanwhile, I think the next sound collage that I'm really excited about, but it's taken a lot of work to do, is He's Got the Rhythm, featuring two outstanding rock rhythm guitar players, Angus Young and Eddie Van Halen, who I think is not often enough recognized for what a great rhythm guitar player he is. Certainly no problem people acknowledging his excellent lead guitar abilities. But rhythm guitar, that's what that sound collage is going to be about. So I'm going to start off our final set with another cut from Hysteria by Def Leppard. And the guitars on Hysteria weren't played and recorded through conventional guitar amps, like a Marshall Stack. But instead, they used a device created by the genius primarily behind the band Boston, Tom Scholz, who wrote their songs and produced them and played guitars on them, and who was one of my biggest role models in my youth. So Tom Scholz invented this guitar multi-effects processor, one of the earliest ones. It's called a Rockman, and it's a kind of distortion chorus echo EQ effect. And both guitar players used that extensively on Hysteria, but particularly Phil Collins had a Japanese Stratocaster that he had a DiMarzio humbucker put in the bridge, and both him and the other guitar player, Steve Clark, who that was his final album with Def Leppard because he died because of his alcoholism. And yes, another Hysteria-related tragedy. But they both played Phil Collins' Japanese Strat with a DiMarzio on Hysteria through the Rockman. So let's get our final set of the evening going. And it's a long set here. And, I do want to mention that Backing Me Up Here is another, it was Jungle Madness by Martin Denny. And thanks to Coffee and Smokes Alex, who hosts the Desperate Hours on Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. for turning me on not only to that track, but the whole Ultra Lounge series in general. A gift that keeps on giving not only to me, but also to you. So, yes, here's our final set in our Friday night sound collage party for you, Def Leppard. Don't Shoot Shotgun from Hysteria. Don't shoot, shoot. She's so dangerous. Yeah.
any readings on your instruments?
Yes, sir. There's a tiger burning bright in the forest of the night. I'm trying to Saturn rings around my head down a road that's Martian red.
Make you fly like an eagle. Another can give you the strength of a lion. But only one in the cycle of life can fill your heart with wonder and the wisdom that you have known a singular joy.
Show you love.
worked around predators since I was 20 years old. Lions, jackals, hyenas, you.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Sing a prayer for someone I really could care for. Para querer, siempre me toca perder. Luna azul, tú me has visto llorar, nada más mi sombra para hablar, estoy harto buscar.
In there.
Hi, this is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard for Rad. Planning on going out and having a party? Great, have a lot of fun. But do me a big favor and don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
kind of feel like walking into the lion's den right now. I kind of feel like Daniel.
La da di da da di da da dum ba, a di di da da di di da di dum, la da 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 di di da da da, a di di da di la da di da. A ja ja, ogun roye aku. Rosho akurosho,
adada omuro.
Hey akurosho akurosho,
adada omuro.
Hey kurosho akurosho,
adada omuro.
Adada
omuro.
Hey akurosho akabaileo. Batala
Oroburo Bani
Ajaja
Oroburo Tababo Bani
Oburo
Oroburo
Bani Baya Serie
Oroburo Bani
Yeanuere
Oroburo Bani
Mabalofa
Oroburo Bani
Oburo
Tababo
Bani Eaburo
Oroburo Bani
Goguro,
hey, hi, Tin Man. Hey, hi, how you doing? I'm new here, and it says I'm supposed to lock up the lions or they'll eat me.
Vai, vai a cercare leone da un'altra parte.
Galileo?
Dying alone through the night, things couldn't be farther from right. Who made this world a misery? Oh, I'm no father, think I'm gonna leave. That's one of the powers.
His foot in raw. Kind of feel good, but he like it tight. I don't just like it dry. I guess I'll turn him on.
Lady love never smiles, so lend your love to me a while. Do with me what you will. Break the spell, take your fill.
Just got it.
Concludes our Tears of the Gods beginning of March celebration. Our theme this evening has been lions, tigers, and leopards, especially the deaf kind, as we celebrated that proverb, that English proverb about March coming in like a lion and going out like a lamb. With this wild and stormy nor'easter. So, in that last half hour plus set, we began with our featured artists, Def Leppard, and something off of their Hysteria album. Don't Shoot Shotgun. And as I mentioned in the previous break, that album almost didn't happen for a couple of reasons, including the death of one of their guitarists, the automobile accident, and subsequent left arm amputation of their drummer, the original music producer Mutt Lange having to leave and work on another project, and then they got involved with another producer who they got rid of, and also the bills that they racked up. It was the most expensive album ever at the time. And it's a great album. And, you know, it also comes in at 62 minutes. More than an hour. As opposed to some other albums. Some albums that come in at like half an hour. It's like, okay, what's? Can you play me the other side of the vinyl album now? What? That's the end of it? Huh. No names mentioned there. But yes, Don't Shoot Shotgun by Def Leppard started us off in that set. And then we heard from the Silk Road Ensemble with Desert Capriccio from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And then White Lion with Wait, Junior Marvel, Tiger Man. A public service message from Joe Elliott of Def Leppard warning about drinking and driving, followed by Def Leppard and Me and My Wine. Cyril Monroe's from Shango Shouter and Oble, Supernatural Calypso from Trinidad and the Caribbean. Yes, that was the Lion at African War Call. And then we heard from Tiger Power, Power of Moonlight, and Def Leppard with a 2-4 conclusion with Foolin' from Pyromania, and then Pour Some Sugar on Me, Baby, from Hysteria. And right now, this would be the jazz prelude to Chase Carson and the Time Tunnel, the Preservation Hall Band with Tiger Rag, except Chase Carson is stuck out on the Cape, and he won't be bringing you his incredible mix of rhythm and blues, soul, funk, and dance music from back in the day. But you know what? I see we've got some DJs. I think they're DJs outside of Studio A here, and they may just